You are now listening to the Slaw Offices of Russo, Russo, and Peretti.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to another episode of the Slaw Office with Russo and Russo. Tonight, episode 4, season 2. We talk championship football. Championship football. AFC, NFC championship. We talk about it. We talk about whose fault it was. I'm sure Kyle's got a couple things to say to me about how shitty my predictions were.
Horrible.
This past weekend. We talk about the future of several quarterbacks. I have a list. I didn't share it with you, Kyle. I'm gonna share it with you. I'm gonna text it to you now because I forgot to share it to you, but I'm gonna give it to you now.
Get here.
We're not going to talk too much on it, but I just maybe some of the higher profile quarterbacks I want you to take a look at and see. This is the potential list. It's coming your way right now. The quarterbacks, the futures of these select quarterbacks. But tonight we're going to also take a lot of comments from you, the audience. So if you're tuned in, if you're watching on Facebook Live, if you've shared the feed, which we'd love for you to do, first thing you do when you get in here, we need you to like it, share it. You know, more you do, the better, I guess, the more you do, the better we do. No, the more you do, the more you help us out, though. That's for sure. So
definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate all the likes, all the shares, sure, comments, sure, and everything like that. So, hey, Cindy, appreciate you. Melanie, thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. This is Monday. I don't even know the date. 25th. January 25th. First month's flown by pretty quick. We just finished championship weekend off in the NFL. We're going to go live again later on this week. But right now, I want to talk about a little bit. I want to touch on the NFL. I want to touch about this past weekend. We'll start off with the less attractive game, in my opinion. The Bills and Chiefs.
And it was.
I was wrong. It was an absolute slaughter by three individuals: Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce, and Patty Mahomes. After that performance, are they going back to back?
I mean, I said I really liked, obviously, before the year started, we all liked the Chiefs. But there's something about Tampa Bay right now that's really got me that I can't I know it's Tom. I know it's – I like their front seven. I think they're a resilient bunch. I think they're a gritty team. I just can't shake Tampa right now, and I obviously know that KC's the favorite. KC's the defending champ, and you can't discredit that at all because – everything tells me KC's going to win, but I want to take Tampa. I do. I want to take Tampa, but just.
I mean, the GOAT is on the field.
Going back to that, to the Bills game, man, it was, dude, it should have been a lot worse a lot earlier. I mean, the Chiefs, I think, dropped an early interception on the first drive. They ended up picking them twice, Josh Allen. I mean, honestly, it wasn't even that close of a game. It wasn't that close, and the score was a lot closer when they got the onside kick and all that.
Yeah.
But I mean, the Chiefs. I mean, obviously, I feel like you picked the Bills just to be contrary. But I mean, who didn't think that the Chiefs were going to win that game?
Okay. So, I'll let you know. I picked the Bills honestly because I truly felt like they had, whether they were winning by 2, 3, or 23, I honestly had a feeling like Buffalo had all this momentum. It's been so damn long since they've been here. They've done so much to get here. And I honestly felt like they were going to come to play. Well, you can attest to it. The first, 5 to 10 minutes of the game, Buffalo came to play other than the missed extra point. Buffalo came to play. They put up points. They were up 9-0. on the defending Super Bowl champs.
I mean, everyone's been up on KC, and nine points for a lead up on KC is not enough. We both know that,
right?
And yeah, they had a nice start. I mean, it was a very scripted start. It wasn't a it was a lot of RPO, a lot of short passes. So I mean, it felt scripted. It didn't feel like, you know, like Rodgers, Mahomes. It didn't feel like, hey, just go throw it and go make a play, you know?
Right.
It also does help when you have Tyreek Hill, how damn near housing 10-yard out. The dude's running away from people.
I think they ran that same play or variant of that play. I don't know how many times.
At least five times in the second half. Just in the second half.
Yeah, I mean, it was the same play. It was the motion out. It was Patrick Mahomes deceiving every bit of Buffalo's defense. It was him simply looking left, throwing middle, because he knew it was going to be there, or vice versa. It was there all night. I feel for Buffalo. I feel like Buffalo did come out to play. They came off to a good start. Mecole Hardman has the issue, you know, fumbles bright and early at the goal line. I don't know. Like, I felt like Buffalo had a little momentum because they forced Kansas City off the field early, yep. You know, after that. So they scored the three. They kick it. They forced Kansas City off. They get it. They kick it back to them. I felt like they had the momentum. I felt like Buffalo was – they had an opportunity to win that game. I said, you know, if Buffalo gets out early and can just keep scoring, they'll be fine. Kansas City's defense said, no, it's not going to happen. They tightened up. Josh Allen, his connection to Stephon Diggs, I'm sorry, but it can't wait till the fourth quarter. I get it. Like, I get it. They regard them. But, dude, you got to – Tyreek Hill can be guarded all game, but Andy Reid's going to sit there and say, let me draw you 10 plays that you're not going to cover with Tyreek Hill. So my thing is, do the same thing with Stephon Diggs if that's what you're wanting to do. If you're really wanting to put forth that effort. So, I don't know. It's just going to depend on it's going to depend on, you know, like, man, it's going to come back to depend on what they're going to do with Tampa Bay again. It's going to be the front seven of Tampa Bay if they're going to be able to do anything against Patty Mahomes. But I don't know, man.
Rob, I feel like
three-headed monster.
Rob, I feel like when the Bills have the ball inside the red zone and even on the muff punt, I mean, every time you get down in there, you have to score touchdowns against this team, man. If not, you're doing yourself a disservice. And then you kick a field goal late in the game. I mean, what is that going to do for you? I mean, it's not going to do anything for you against these guys, man. You got to, like you said, that three-headed monster is ridiculous. They really don't even need a running game.
No, you don't.
They could put me and you back there, bro, and they're still humming. They're still going to be humming.
They didn't miss a lick.
No, and I kind of, you know, beat my chest a little bit. I mean, their secondary came up with some plays. I mean, Tyrann Mathieu forcing the intentional grounding. I mean, they were at midfield. Didn't really flip the field, but yep. – But killed any type of momentum that they thought they had at that point. Like I said, dropped a pick on the first drive of the game.
Yeah,
opening drive of the game. Drop a pick, hit you square in the chest. Then mm-hmm. They get them twice. I don't know if they counted the one on 2-point conversion, but they got them there. And then they should have had a fourth in the fourth quarter. And I like Josh Allen's game. I said, I'm not sold on him. I like his game.
Right,
but he's still got some work to do. I just don't like, and I've unfairly, I guess, have been at him, you know. But I feel like he's a good player, but his game isn't there yet. His game's just not there yet. He's got a huge arm, and I do not know why for the life of me they don't take shots downfield.
I don't think it's you say it's his game's not there. I don't know. I don't know if it's his game that's not there. I want to say more so it's the offensive.
Okay.
Like, entirely. I mean, if you've got a guy that – I mean, here's the deal. Yeah. There was times that Stephon Diggs was lined up one-on-one. There was times. And they didn't take a shot. If you want to win, you got to take a shot. So, I don't know. Hats off to the Chiefs going back to back.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough to do nowadays, other than New England. Ain't too many teams doing it.
They were a pretty heavy favorite to get back. How do you feel about, like, as far as, like, as favored wise as it goes, as them getting, like, how they came all this way to the AFC Championship game again and won it? I feel like I'm not as surprised as I would be at, like, one of those Tom Brady Patriots teams, you know? Sure. At this point, I'm just like, you know, I'm really not surprised, and especially with the Bills. I guess, like, if it was against, I don't know, if the Steelers stayed hot, then maybe. But, like, I just don't see it, man. I don't see it. And I'm sorry, in the NFL, dude, teams like the Bills and the Jags and AFC Championship games, right, they don't get the calls, bro. You're not going to get the benefit of the doubt. You're not going to get those bang-bang plays. So, right. The Chiefs are a juggernaut.
I'm not surprised by them making it that far and making it to where they are now. Honestly, they won it last year. They kept pretty much everybody, added some pieces, you know, offensively.
Yep.
So it's like, you know, if you don't make it as a Chief, I mean, it's a failure if you don't even make the Super Bowl.
At this point with Mecole Hardman kind of coming into his own, I mean, with the talent that they have,
there's nothing.
I mean, they can make it happen. And do they have a savvy? Dude, their bookends are savvy too. They're like they're kind of like the Colts. Clark. Yeah, they're kind of like the Colts where they're when Freeney and Mathis got older, they'd kind of, you know, they weren't getting as many sacks during the regular season, but these guys are going off in the postseason, just wreaking havoc.
They're doing a good job. So, but let's move on. Let's talk about the next game. Let's talk about it.
I mean. You were right on the Rodgers, his numbers. I put you on the I put you to task on the numbers, and you were right on the numbers. You were right on it. So
three TDs, 300.
I mean,
roughly.
I mean, what are you doing letting Scotty Lewis behind you?
Scotty Miller, yeah.
I'm thinking Florida basketball, but yeah, Scotty Miller. Yeah. What's Scotty Miller? You letting Scotty Miller get behind you?
So here's the deal with me, Green Bay.
Rob, he tried to get a hand on him. You've seen it, right? You've seen the coverage on that, Rob.
Dude, it's like I watched.
He didn't even get a hand on him. He
watched Ryan Clark,
and he's lost.
I watched Ryan Clark when he said, I was watching him this morning, and I was sitting there, and I was like, dude, when he made that throw, I saw the defensive back. King's back. He wasn't even turned.
He knew.
When he got,
he was caught in that moment as a DB of like
exactly
just getting caught, just looking. Just looking at for no good damn reason because you're 30 yards downfield.
And, you know, I've seen a lot of, like, people talk. Like, who let who down? Like, I mean, whose fault is it?
No,
I don't
play that game. It's a different game in momentum every time.
I'm saying, like, overall, right? Like, my biggest thing is it's like I agree with a lot of people. I feel like Matt LaFleur.
Oh, LaFleur. Hey.
I feel like he's –
Hey, there's a reason why
Rodgers.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
I do. I feel that way. When you have Aaron Rodgers,
I get it. Go win a championship.
I get it, dude. Look, the play he made, the third and goal play, okay, the third and goal play that everybody's talking about now, they're like, oh, well, he had room to run. Yes, he did. But here's the deal. The defensive player was looking at Rodgers on the outside of the receiver, the defensive back. Aaron Rodgers, he's not as quick as he used to be. On that play, Aaron Rodgers maybe gets to the 3-yard line. Maybe. To the three.
I'm not arguing if Rodgers could have made it in.
I'll argue all day.
Yes, I'll argue all day with you about going for it on fourth and goal.
You might as well give him a chance and says, if I mess up and do something wrong, then it's on me.
I mean,
In sync all day. They weren't in sync.
No.
Devontae missing the touchdown pass early in the game, the back shoulder throw that they throw, 1,000 times a year, and they complete, and he drops it. The throw in the back of the end zone, Devontae couldn't get his feet down. I don't really blame Devontae. That's a tight one. That's a tough throw. That's a tough catch in a tough situation. I'm not mad at that. the drop by St. Brown that put him in the situation, that sucks. I mean, it hits him square in the chest.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
you got to come down with that ball. Aaron
Rodgers is still my MVP in the regular season. Aaron Rodgers played a pretty dang good game this week. I don't. They pressured him. They gave him a little pressure.
They got to him.
But he wasn't bad. He didn't make bad plays. He had one interception. You know what I'm saying? Tom Brady had three.
I would argue if all those were Brady's fault though.
Well, the first one was clear as day.
I think, yeah,
he overthrew in a double coverage, and it was just too easy.
Yeah, the other one, I'm not sure. The whole thing with
the Mike Evans off,
yeah, with your Mike Evans, both Mike Evans, because Mike Evans is being soft off the line of scrimmage, trying to get a holding penalty. Man, just go make a play downfield, bro. And Mike Evans almost cost me. He almost cost me my prediction.
Yeah.
And that would have made me the most – that would have pissed me off the most. I wouldn't even have cared anything else, but he almost cost me, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know. The dude's 6'5", 225 pounds.
And there he is running through the smoke right behind you. He's running through the banner right behind you.
That's it, man. That's it.
Right there. He's dropping the ball as we speak. He dropped the flag, the 12th man.
He is. But he's in the Super Bowl with Tommy Terrific, the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it. Now,
tell, please hold on. Time out. Matt LaFleur. This is why I want to get into Matt LaFleur too.
Okay,
We didn't even talk about it, but just like all,
let's talk about it.
I kind of do because of the fact. All right, so Whitehead comes up. Whitehead makes two outstanding. He already gets an interception. Makes an outstanding hit for a forced fumble.
Right,
and then comes back the next drive. Another dude flips a running back, comes downhill, lays the lick. All right,
it's out for the game.
Out for the game. Now Winfield's already out.
Sure.
What are you doing running a toss dive on the next play, Matt LaFleur? A toss dive. You got Aaron Rodgers, bro. Go be aggressive.
Yeah.
Let's go make something happen. There's a reason now why Aaron Rodgers, not even an hour after the game, was saying, hey, basically saying his goodbyes. He's ready to get out the door.
I disagree that he's ready to get out the door.
Well, he wasn't happy. He wasn't happy.
He's not happy, but let me tell you something. At the end of the day, Matt LaFleur is there because of one man. It's because of Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, you know, wanted Matt LaFleur. Matt LaFleur gives Aaron Rodgers a little bit more leeway. Yeah. Like, I mean, it took a little.
They had a little back and forth about the run game.
He was wanting to run. Yeah, okay. They did. But I feel like Matt LaFleur kind of gave in to Aaron Rodgers. And that's
situation.
It's kind of like Tom and Bruce. Like a couple weeks ago, Bruce said, okay, I'm out. Go ahead, Tom.
Because Tom wasn't wanting to throw the ball deep down the field. And that's what Bruce Arians.
Tom can barely.
Tom can still get it. Here's the issue. Tom doesn't want to get hurt.
Yeah. The longer it takes for him to wind up and throw that ball is the more chance he's going to get hit.
The pick that he threw to Evans, where Evans is running soft off the line. Brady didn't get hit, threw it before, evaded the hit. And I mean that didn't look good either. But either way, pick him right again. Bucks to the Super Bowl. There's something about the Bucks, man. I don't know what it is.
It's not the Bucks. It's Tom Brady.
Defense runs around and makes plays. They have the prototype defense, bro. They have the modern day defense for this spread stuff, dude. They really do. And
it's a perfect setup.
Yeah, obviously they have Tom Brady, but dude,
look at where New England's defense, at.
Hear me out.
Where's your argument now? Belichick or Tom?
No, absolutely. Tom is playing great. He's playing how he should. I mean, he doesn't have great numbers. He threw for 280 with three picks. I mean, it's still Tom, and Tom's the GOAT. He's still the GOAT. But here's what I'm saying, though. That defense could get, two to four stops. That could get you two to four stops, and your offense is scoring. That's what the Chiefs do. That's all you need in today's defense, bro.
Yep.
In college or pro, that's all you need. Two to four stops in a row, your team goes down, scores, and then before you know it, it's a two-score game, and they're playing catch-up the whole time. you could afford to have a turnover or something happen like that. When you have these defenses, man, that fly around and can make something happen, that's what you need nowadays. Yeah. The age of you still have to keep gap integrity, but the age of like, hey man, one gap, one assignment. No, dude, you got to have a defense that can fly and get around, because if not, dude, that's what these offenses are predicated on, getting one man in space, make him miss, and we're off to the house. So these defenses, these fast, big, fast defenses, man, that have these linebackers and DNs that can run, and dude, they can get you three or four stops in a row, and I don't want to say five, but that's I don't think they've even had five stops in a row all year. I don't know if any defense has, especially.
Right, it'll be all right. We'll get rid of it soon. So we'll see what happens. Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit more Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit more about Tampa's defense and everything on the next episode. We don't want to get too much deeper into that. Last topic. Unless anybody else got anything to talk about, we're going to keep it nice and short tonight. We'll keep it around 30-minute mark as usual. I sent you the picture. Now, these quarterbacks, these are all the ones that are – that's possible. Now, Adam Schefter, the guru, he said that – the quarterbacks that could go is 18 changes. 18, a possible 18 changes over and under. And he said over. He said there's going to be over 18 quarterback changes within this near future. You got the list of the quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson. Staying or going?
Oh, he's gone. For sure. One way or another, he's gone.
Aaron Rodgers. And going could be retiring.
He's staying. No. He's not retiring, but I think he's staying.
Okay. Matthew Stafford. Now
he's going and he'll be a Saint. He's going to New Orleans. He's going to be a Saint.
You know, put that. You want to book that? Book
it. You could book it, man. You could book it because
I think he goes to an AFC.
That's where Aaron Rodgers is trying to go, bro. The same thing Brady did last year, went up to Sean Payton, said he was for real, and it was and Sean Payton thought it was go time until Drew came back.
Sure. And now Matthew Stafford goes to an AFC team.
Okay.
Denver, Las Vegas,
Dallas.
Dallas. I'm thinking Denver, Las Vegas.
They need to pay Dak. They need to, but will they when they see Stafford? Texas boy.
I don't know. We'll see. San Francisco. You got a lot. You got a lot. So,
yeah.
Also, we'll run through it. Obviously, Dak. Dak's, I think, his last year. This is last year coming up. So, in that contract year, obviously, he got hurt, wants his money. I think Dak stays in Dallas. That's just me.
I think someone else pays Dak. I think even Jerry Jones sees some guys coming up. I think Dak's out. Which I think they should pay him, not meaning he's out like he can't cut it. Yeah. I think Dallas and Jerry Jones they're just gonna shoot themselves in the foot again, and let Dak walk.
Yeah. See, obviously Ben Roethlisberger, I think he retires. I don't know.
Yeah, like, he's gonna come back for one more. He's got one more in him. He's got one more.
So if he stays, Pittsburgh drafts a quarterback.
Not very high. I don't think they go first round, but I think they draft a quarterback and let him compete with Dwayne Haskins next year, for sure.
Dwayne Haskins, that's a
Haskins.
Moving on, Alex Smith. Saying,
you know, I think
Washington's quarterback
stays.
Situation. Washington's quarterback I think he situation stays. Is crazy.
I think he you stays. They don't have an option. They really don't have an option from him.
Well,
I think
they draft a quarterback Hanukki or whatever, but
yeah.
But that's tough.
One playoff game that was shaky anyways, and it was
– yeah.
I mean,
Ryan Fitzpatrick's on the list. I'm not too concerned about him. He's just who he is. Jameis Winston. I think he stays in New Orleans.
Yeah, I think he stays in New Orleans. He's not here. No matter what. Value.
I think he'll be the starter in New Orleans.
Well, I don't think either way, he'll be in New Orleans just for financial reasons alone, money alone.
Nobody else is going to pay him, so – Mitchell Trubisky, Teddy Bridgewater, Cam Newton. Cam Newton stays in New England.
I think Mitchell Trubisky's out of there.
Yeah, but where's he?
I don't know where he's going to go. I think they cut their ties with him. They haven't signed him to a long-term deal.
Mitchell Trubisky's been an absolute ass on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And they're definitely going to – they're already paying – you're already paying
and you paid Foles all that money.
Yeah, you picked up Foles' contract from Jacksonville. So you're already paying a ton of money.
Play him or lose more money.
Yeah, you're going to – yeah, he walks next year.
Jimmy G.
He stays.
Okay. What if Deshaun goes to San Francisco? Where's Jimmy G go?
Well, he's going to be in a trade. That's where he's going to be. I don't think that they're going to trade for Jimmy. At this point, you're going to trade Deshaun out of there.
You'll get Jimmy and some picks. Houston apparently is demanding three first round picks.
Absolutely, you would get some first round picks.
You're demanding like two or three first round picks.
And if I'm New Orleans, I give them two first rounders, like I've been telling you, for weeks.
Two first rounders and what? Michael Thomas?
Yes, bro. How many times have I? Dude, I said get rid of Michael Thomas last year before the contract. Like before the contract hit, I'm like, get rid of him, bro.
Couple other ones: Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Sam Darnold. I don't know. The Jets is a head coach.
He's a pro Wentz guy.
Well, of course he's a pro Wentz guy, but I mean that still doesn't. He's got 1 year. Well, Jalen Hurts is considered the future. Why'd you draft him then? Now you have a head coach that's got a backup quarterback that won't be used. So do you get rid of Hurts?
No, you keep Hurts because he's on a nothing contract, and you've already paid Wentz, so you play that out. It's his last year's contract. You see if he earns it or not, you know.
I don't know. A lot of stuff going on. A lot of stuff's going to happen in the league over the next couple of weeks. Super Bowl is in, 13 days, Tampa Bay. Tommy Terrific and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers actually host the Super Bowl while not hosting the Super Bowl. First time in history. It's Tom Brady. I don't know. I said it. Yes, I picked Green Bay, but I said – and you can go back and listen to it and watch it or whatever you want to do. I said, how awesome would it be for Tampa Bay to make it and host the Super Bowl, be the first ever? If anybody can do it, I mean, it might as well be Tom. Put another notch. I mean, the dude's got – I don't know. That dude's belt's so notched up.
He's got he's been to now his 10th Super Bowl. 10th. That's four more than Manning, Brees, and Rodgers all combined.
Sure.
All combined.
And then you want to say Drew Brees, and people say Drew Brees is a better quarterback. Get out of here. That's stupid.
I'm not arguing rings and championships,
even though the dude's got six.
I mean, Brady absolutely demands respect in the locker room more so than any other athlete, I think. So I mean,
I don't know. I look at it and I sit there and I say, if you want to, because
at this point.
Peyton Manning was whatever. I mean, I like Peyton, but at the same time, dude, Peyton was Peyton. Like, the dude threw a horrible ball. He was never really a great thrower. Like, he's never – you know what I'm saying? You look at some of these guys, Josh Allen, Aaron Rodgers. You look at some of these guys. These spirals are tight. These things are – Tom Brady. These balls are on a rope.
Yeah.
And they're in there. The difference between Peyton and everybody else is Peyton knew the defense better than anybody.
Yeah.
Peyton knew what defense they were running. He knew who was going to be open. So it was just easy for him to know to anticipate those balls. You can't sit there and you don't look at Peyton and say, oh, my God, have you seen the throws Peyton Manning made? Like, did you see how well he squeezed it in that gap and blah, blah, blah? No. You just say, Peyton threw another wide open play. I mean, everything he said.
Here's another Tom Brady stat for you. Tom Brady's been in the league for 21 seasons. This is his 10th Super Bowl. That's 47%. Steph Curry right now, his percentage all-time three-point percentage is 43%. So at this point right now, Tom Brady, at the start of next year, Tom Brady is more likely to make a Super Bowl than Steph Curry is at a one-shot attempt from a three-point. So
are you throwing out sports stats?
Do what?
Are you throwing out SportsCenter stats?
No. This is probably, but this has been surfaced through all day. I've seen this about 40 times through.
There's a lot of stuff. There's a lot of stuff going on, but Tom. I mean, At the end of the day, Tom Brady's the damn GOAT. I don't care what anybody says. I can't stand the son of a bitch with a passion. They made too many rules for him. He whines, he cries. But at the end of the day, he gets shit done. I can't be mad at him. I mean, as a player on the field, you know, if you're a receiver, if you're anybody close, tight end, whatever, I don't care who you are. Yeah. You're going to want to play with
Tom. He's the GOAT.
Yeah, you got to have some thick skin because Tom will light your ass up. You know, we've seen it.
Yeah.
He'll take no shit.
Yeah, he'll chap it for real.
So, you know, but shout out to Tommy Terrific making it to number 10. Opportunity to win the 7th Super Bowl. 7.
And the fact that, I mean, and what's crazy is a lot of people don't even realize the greatness that they're watching either.
Yeah.
And we've been able to see him the whole time. There's a lot of people that that have just hated Tom Brady for so long just because he's been so good and so consistent. Yeah. And so consistent that it's sad that they didn't really get to, you know, enjoy it. But, hey, it is what it is.
All right, guys. That's it. We're done tonight. It was a rather quick night. We just want to talk about a couple things, get a couple things off the chest. Thursday night, I believe, is going to be our next episode. Thursday night, around 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're going to do this one more time before.
More go around. Obviously, the
weekend. Yeah. I mean, it's Pro Bowl weekend, right? Pro Bowl weekend. Is that this weekend or is that?
Snooze.
Yeah, and then the Senior Bowl, too. Is the Senior Bowl this week? Or is that the Saturday
before? No, I think the Senior Bowl – I'm not sure. I think the Senior Bowl is in another week. But
we'll see.
But, yeah. So, till then, we'll do either Thursday or Friday.
It'll be Thursday or Friday.
Hey, man, what a championship weekend, you know, to be a running back from LSU. You're just going to get in the end zone, aren't you?
I'm not going to entertain your LSU bullshit.
What did he do, bro? What did they do?
And it's already enough.
Hey, Leonard ain't ran that fucking hard. Leonard ain't ran that hard in damn four or five years.
That, I mean, somebody put some food on the table for him because he was coming for it. I'll give him credit. Yeah, he did well this weekend.
How about them Raiders, Rob? Harley Warner asked in the chat.
Hey, man.
How about the Raiders? Where are they at? I know where they're at. They're on another 6-game skid, Harley.
Listen,
they're on another six-game skid for the second year straight. And,
it's not a six-game skid.
And your boy Gruden, is going to be out the back door with all that money in a year and a half.
They're going to give him
another year, and he's going to skid again.
That's fine.
And he's going to be out the back, bro.
Like, I like John. I like Gruden, but I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat the fact that he sucked ass the last couple of years. I'm not going to sit here and say that. Like, I don't care.
So who's got to go if the situation stays the same? Because Gruden, they're not going to get rid of Gruden that fast. They're going to get rid of coordinators first. Who's going? OC?
Your
DC's already gone.
You've already got new. You got new ones. You got new offensive and defensive.
Okay.
You're going to give Derek Carr another year. Let's not be stupid. Like, I don't care. You want to talk numbers?
Where are y'all at in the sweepstakes for a quarterback right now? With three of them, three good ones could be up for grabs with Watson, Stafford, and Rodgers. Where are y'all at with that?
Y'all not seeing Derek Carr as an asset to get rid of ASAP? Hold on now. First of all, let me tell you. Let me go up on a soapbox real quick before we get the hell out of here. Let me tell you something. The Raiders are every year in lieu of a quarterback. They want one every year. For the last 2 or 3 years, Derek Carr has been ready to go. Blah, blah, blah. Get him out. He sucks. He's trash. Bullshit. I'm done with it. Every year for the last 3 years, Tom Brady was in talks last year. It doesn't matter. Drew Brees. You put anybody on the list. I don't care who it is. They've been on the talks to be the next Raiders quarterback. I'm done with it, dude. Go look at the numbers. Go look at the numbers on Derek Carr over the last 6 years. Look at the completion percentage near 70.
No, you're not making an argument for him.
I'm going to make an argument. Hold on. Let me finish this argument. Sit back on your couch, enjoy your purple and gold bullshit, and let me talk. Derek Carr, his numerical value is high as far as his stats, his completions, his touchdown to interception ratio, his lack of sacks. He does not get sacked. That is credit to his offensive line, but that's also going to give him some credit to be able to get the ball out of his hand. Okay. Derek Carr is not a bad quarterback. Derek Carr is a really good quarterback. Dude can throw the ball. He has made bad decisions. He's not the same since he was when he broke his leg in 2016. But let me tell you something, dude. At the end of the day, I would take Derek Carr over a lot of quarterbacks. But when it comes down to the end of it, Derek Carr, get ready. Grab the drink. You might want this.
Yeah, I might.
Derek Carr is not a championship quarterback.
Finally.
Derek Carr, no, I mean, dude, I've seen it, dude. It's he's not the quarterback that's going to take you to the championship. He can possibly, more than likely, will lead him to the playoffs.
On this
he
list.
Will not win.
Quick, yes or no? Yes or no, yay or nay? And then obviously some are going to be obvious. Sure. Yes or no, you're picking Derek Carr over this guy.
Okay, go ahead.
Deshaun Watson.
No.
Aaron Rodgers.
No.
Matt Stafford.
No.
Dak Prescott.
No.
Sam Darnold.
Yes.
Carson
He's
Wentz.
Not proven good to me. Yes. Carson Wentz, yes.
Jared Goff. Over.
Yes.
Jimmy G.
Yes.
Cam Newton.
Yes.
Teddy Bridgewater.
Yes.
Mitch Trubisky.
Next question.
So that's a no. So that's a no for you. All right, Jameis Winston.
Hell yes.
Ryan Fitzpatrick. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, I'm picking Derek Carr over every one of them, but the first four you pretty much announced. Every one of them. I'm picking Derek Carr besides Watson, Dak.
See, for me,
Stafford.
For me, I'm with you. I'm with you for the top four.
Now,
I'm with you for five. Sam Darnold, no. Carson Wentz, I don't know. I feel like they're one in the same. I also do.
Everybody that you named underneath them is one in the same or less than.
No.
You can look at Sam Darnold.
Jimmy G's better than Goff,
He's not any better than Derek Carr. He's not doing any more or any less than Derek Carr.
No, they're not.
I'm going to go pay somebody else.
I would say those three are in the same tier. I would say those three guys are in the same tier as far as
Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yes.
Yes, those are your pretty much, and even Sam Darnold.
Fitzpatrick. I wouldn't even put Darnold in there.
I mean, Darnold maybe even less. Darnold has not proven anything to me.
Darnold's with Trubisky down at the bottom.
The only reason why I hesitated a lot on Stafford, the reason why I did that is because Stafford, I don't think Stafford's ever been allowed to throw the ball. The dude's been sacked more than, a bagged lunch, dude. He's just,
dude, I mean,
the guy needs an opportunity to play. If he goes to the Raiders, would I be opposed to it? No. I would love to put him in behind of an offensive line and a stud running back that can run the ball. Now, I'm not saying DeAndre Swift won't be there, but all I'm saying is a lot of stuff has happened to Stafford that's cut short. He's had Calvin Johnson that has left. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and he's got the OC that he wanted to keep. He wanted to keep the – so, I mean –
he's been around a lot. Now you got Dan Campbell in there who's like, yeah, whatever, dude. I'm not.
He's giving off the vibe like he wants to run the ball.
Jimmy G played in the Super Bowl. I'm not worried about Jimmy G playing in the Super Bowl. He went through a trash-ass NFC.
I mean.
He's a game manager. He's a Mac Jones. He's a A.J. McCarron, dude.
Here's the thing about that offense.
Defense led them to the Super Bowl.
No. That scheme, that offensive scheme, every time they hand the ball off in that Shanahan scheme, someone's falling for 8 yards. Bro, in the Shanahan scheme, tell me not even with Atlanta, dude, guys were just – there's holes everywhere. There is literally gaping holes everywhere. You could just waltz right through. Guys are tripping and falling. Freeman with Atlanta and Tevin Coleman, dude, they used to trip over their own feet for 5 or 6 yards. It was crazy. The offense is a good offense. I think Jimmy G is the beneficiary of that offense for sure. Like
Jimmy G is 100% the beneficiary. That's taking somebody and putting them in the running. Like I mean, absolutely. that's putting Derek Carr with the Kansas
there's
City
a reason. Chiefs. There's a reason why Deshaun Watson wants to go to. Yes, there's a reason why he wants to go to San Francisco.
Well, yeah, that, the fact that Houston, I'm telling you, Houston has done him wrong for the last 3 years, whatever. You know.
Well, yeah, I mean, then pick anywhere, but he's actively going after San Francisco right now.
No, I mean, no, I don't know if he's actively going. I believe he feels San Francisco. I mean,
he's tweeted a couple.
But he
had the picture with the Niners jersey on. He's tweeted a few things about the Niners. I mean,
some of that's to piss the organization off.
Oh, definitely. But don't think it's not window dressing to where he wants to be. There's a little foreshadowing to where he might want to be. We'll see. Yeah.
So. All right, let's go. We're done. That's a wrap. Check us out, iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can find podcasts. I'm uploading all the episodes tomorrow, all season 2. You get 4 new episodes. Listen to it when you're mowing the grass. Listen to it when you're cleaning the toilets. Listen to it while you're at work. I don't care. Don't forget to like us. Don't forget to share the podcast. Share the status. Subscribe. All that good stuff that you're supposed to do. Support people that just ain't got nothing else to do better in their life than argue about bullshit. So, other than that, that's it. Yep. That's it for us. Kyle, appreciate it. As always.
Yeah, we'll do it again later this week. Appreciate you guys.
Yeah, take care.